sempre baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, picchiami.
Oh mamma, zoom, zoom, baccalà. Oh mamma, zoom, zoom, baccalà. C'è le luna, mezze mano, mamma mia, mano, nana, da 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 da. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network, PRN. Thanks for tuning in. Well, here we are, another day in the greatest freak show on earth. And we're all gearing up for the presidential reality show, ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages. Yep, the greatest freak show on earth. And what one it is. So here's our forecast. The toilet paper record, the New York Times keeps pumping them up. Another big story yesterday. Front page, nearly a full page inside of Beto O'Rourke. Ba-ba-ba-ba. So, that's where we're at. And we think he's going to be the guy they're going to choose because he's playing the centrist card. Not really. Pulling a bit to the right of the ones that are calling for socialism. And he got a lot of money behind him. His grand, his daddy-in-law, his puppet-in-law is one of them 1%ers. No, he's a 0.1% or 0.01%, I should say. A billionaire. That's right. That's who you got to be to get in a race for most part. Of course, there's the Bernie guy, and they're still buying Bernie BS. But anyway, you know, the warmonger in sheep's clothing over there. Yep. Always, yeah, because he came out against Maduro over there in Venezuela, calling him a dictator. Yep. Unlike the other dictators the United States supports. How about that guy in Egypt? Nah, we won't talk about El Sisi. Yeah. Don't call him a sissy. No, no, it's El Sisi. It's different. Yeah, former, it's a military coup. But that's all right. Anyway, we think he's going to be the choice, but the platform where they may lose on, that the Democrats are all hanging on, is the open border issue. And by the way, if you hear a little noise in the background, they're banging away next door over here. Putting on a, building a boutique hotel. It's an old Bank of New York. Beautiful old building. And I saw the rooms. Boy, they're gorgeous. I mean, they're in a 1 to 10, they're a 9.5. So they're just finishing up now. So rather than being a lousy neighbor and knowing they're on deadline, I said, ah, it's all right. You're not making too much noise. So they're banging away there. But anyway, the Beto O'Rourke is just, it should be BS O'Rourke. He's just another clown like the rest. And but he's on Oprah already, you know, smiling away on her show. So he's going to be the cat that I believe they're going to push forward. That we'll see. Anyway, stay a little bit on the markets. Oh, by the way, we launched a new podcast. You could go on to YouTube. And you can see it, of course, if you're a subscriber to the Trends Journal, you see them every day, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I should say. And it's a whole new format. It's called Trend Vision 2020. A whole different look. You have a great host helping me out, Doug Gruntha, Radio Woodstock. Been in the business now for well over probably almost 40 years, you know. He's a real pro. And it's he and I. And it's go to Gerald Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, on YouTube, and you can check it out. It's the only one out there where you'll get history before it happens. Trend Vision 2020. We're coming out with a new Trends Journal tomorrow. Tomorrow, you get 12 issues a year. used to be four. Last year we changed it to one a month, plus trend alerts, podcasts, video podcasts at that, and trends journals, plus, plus, plus. So, where are we? On the market front. Let's talk about that a little bit. Well, here's our TrendVision 2020 forecast, which puts it into perspective. The markets are artificially propped up. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. So, here we go. We believe that next year at this time, you're going to see the beginning of the greatest depression. Look at the news. No, I'm not talking about the stuff they put on the Cartoon News Network or MSNBC. More SHI, is that what that calls? MS, more SHI, yeah, from NBC. Beijing vows market cure while China slows down. Industrial output fall fuels Berlin woes. Europe benchmark heads towards negative territory. Slow growth prods central banks. One after another. Trade deficit in goods hits global record. ECB stimulus marks Draghi's activism. Draghi, that's Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank. Yeah. Former Goldman Sachs cat of the European division. One headline after another showing how slow it's going. Economic worries weigh on stocks. Hiring lull taps brakes on growth. New growth worries sink stocks. Europeans fear a global slump. Watchdog turns up heat on leveraged loan industry as high-risk debt soars. Want any more? Ballooning U.S. debt piles put investors on guard. Australia held in check by falling house prices. Instability fears grow as China's property developers binge on record dollar debt. Frail U.S. jobs growth spreads gloom. European Central Bank completes central bank's dovish tilt. One after another. Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development slashes Eurozone economic growth forecasts. Over there in Turkey, Erdogan faces first recession in a decade. China exports plunge. China car sales slide for the eighth month. China stocks tumble on ECB and local growth fears. U.S. credit card debt closed 2018 at a record. Okay? You want more? We got more. It's a global slowdown. The only thing that saved the markets from collapsing when the panic of 08 hit was unprecedented injections of monetary methadone. That's right. Monetary methadone. Unprecedented and historical. $25 trillion plus pumped into the system by the central banksters. Monetary methadone. But now it's slowing down. And going back to the presidential reality show, that's going to be the major issue of the 2020 elections. The major issue being income inequality. Bump, 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 bump. Because that's all it did was enrich the rich. The rich got richer. The rich got richer. Yep. The rich got richer. Everybody else got poorer. The facts are all there. The facts are all there. Ah, boy, they're really banging away next door. You have this professor at NYU, Ed Wolf, and he did a study, and it showed that the 10% who were invested in the equity markets had their income double since the panic of 08, while the wealth of the median American family sank 34%. And its inequality is worldwide. Take a look at the study that came out in January by Oxfam. $26 billionaires own as much wealth as the bottom half of the world's population. So, let's go back to all those headlines I read. Global slowdown. The inequality is worldwide. The inequality is worldwide. That's why you see a slowdown. You know, that trickle-down theory. I guess nothing trickled down to the working class. Because 2 months after that Oxfam report, I'm reading you all the headlines from Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, and other business media that's showing a global slowdown. So with the exception of the United States, the Europeans, the Chinese, Japanese, other eases, they have nowhere to go because they're in negative interest rate territory already. Many of them, not the Chinese. Talked about Australia. They got barely an interest rate. Oh, have to excuse me. Have to sneeze. Hold on. There's one, usually two. Okay. So, what does that mean? More cheap money. The global $250 trillion debt bubble is ready to blow up. But not this year. Not so far. Again, minus a wild card, because it's wild times out there. And as we know, you don't get a wilder card than the Trump card. Woof, can't make this stuff up, man. Oh, women, I got to be equal. Don't want any calls saying, you know, Gerald said, hey, man. And he didn't say, hey, women. Yeah, hey, how about those wars going on? Anybody talking about those? What wars? What's a Yemen? A Yemen? Now, you know, I bet, I will bet that most people in this country don't know about the Yemen war. I will bet they don't know what's going on in Afghanistan. Wait, what a slaughter going on over there, huh? Those Taliban, they call them militants when the New York Times reports it. Militant Taliban forces. Militant? It was their country. Isn't the United States an invading force? But these little low-life prostitutes call the people that are there that want America to get the hell out of their country militants. I think they're terrorists. Why are we in Afghanistan? Does anybody know? Does anybody know? I will bet you ask any of the people and they don't have a clue. And again, it was based on lies and BS by war criminal George Bush. You know, that Tulsi Gabbard, the only person I'm supporting so far in the presidential reality show, she was on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. And the first question that Donna Bash asked her, does she consider Syria's President Assad a war criminal? And she, you know, hedged around the answer. If it was me, she asked her, do I consider him a war criminal? I consider Trump a war criminal for sending missiles into Syria and killing people and now wanting to go into Venezuela that we have no business going in and troops murdering people in Somalia. Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama, a mass murderer. The Libyan war, the Syrian war, Afghan troop surge. Quote, I'm really good at killing people, drone strikes. I consider him a mass murderer. Oh, and George W. Bush. Oh, yeah. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Starts the war on terror, huh? Is Assad a war criminal? You got him right at home. Bash. Bash. B.S. Bash. Again, men, women, prostitutes in the media. They get paid to put out by their Washington whoremasters and corporate johns. Oh. So going back to the economy, the business of China is business, the business of America's war. Because China's buying up the world, even though they're having problems. Name the country, they're full of it. They're buying up ports, buying up condominiums, buying up, 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 as the United States is bombing out. So going back to where we're going here, and the greatest depression. That's what we're looking at, the greatest depression, ready to unravel very shortly in a country near you. Not this year, but next year. The United States is going to make it through this year because of the Federal Reserve having raised interest rates 9 times since 2015. They can lower them 9. 9 more lower means more money into the system to prop it up. Prop it up, prop it up, prop it up. And that's what they're going to do. But what are they going to do over there in Europe with negative interest rates already? Well, they're doing it already. They're pumping more dough into another form of quantitative easing under the guise of banks loaning out more money. So they're pumping more dough into there, but that's not going to do it. Not going to be enough. Well, it's only going to get worse over there. Goes back to the elections, the populist movement. Oh, I know, I was talking about none of the clowns in the presidential reality show other than Tulsi Gabbard talking out against war. None. None, 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 none. B.S. Bernie to an extent, but nobody like Gabbard. Oh, now moving back again to the other issues. Again, the identity issues, when I said, hey, man, I got to say we're man, too. That's what America, that's what this election is going to be focused on. Identity politics, just like the 2018 midterm elections. We're not a peep about the wars from either of the parties. And of course, the election is going to be front and center on this is going to be social inequality. Goes back to the Greatest Depression. Trump is going to do everything he can to pump the markets up. The cat's in the real estate business, man. Women. You know how hard it is to be an Italian guy in a Me Too world, Madonna me. I can't say my dear, your eyes, they shine like mountain lakes. Your lips are like a rosebud. Not that I say that anymore. Maybe I'll go neutral. Yeah, that's it. Maybe that's it. This way I don't, if I say, hey man, hey women, you know, maybe I won't, can't look at women anymore. You know, my book, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, of all the writings that I've done in my life, that's my favorite. You can get it from us, of course. And that's a book about growing up in New York, born in the Bronx, moved to Yonkers, what it was like being an Italian kid, the time when America was booming, and the family values that we had. And of course, it wasn't an Ozzie and Harriet life. And by the way, the woman Doris Roberts, who starred in the show Everyone Loves Raymond, her last starring role was playing my Aunt Zizzy in a movie. They got 15 minutes of it done. You get it on Amazon. But Zizzy and Honey Boy, it's called, on Amazon. Zizzy used to call me Honey Boy, man. So rest in peace. Anyway, that was Doris Roberts' last starring role. But anyway, there's a photo of me and Teresa McKelvey. I was like one of three Italian kids in an all-Irish Catholic school. And it's a picture now of First Communion. You know, in the Catholic Church, they tell you that you reach the age of reason at 7 years old so you can receive the body and blood of Christ. Well, you can see by this picture of me and Teresa McKelvey all dressed in white, holding hands and smiling, I reached the age of reason. All I ever wanted to do was kiss Teresa McKelvey. And we did. We used to kiss. Yep, I reached the age of reason. I knew it was important. All right, you can report me. You can report me. Nope, it wasn't abuse. I was only 7 years old, and so was she. And boy, how we loved being with each other. And then she moved away. Yep. But I can't say that anymore. No. Everybody's so uptight to hypocrisy in this country. Mass murder going on by the American military. Oh, and Trump is going to raise the military budget again, as though it's not big enough for the military-industrial complex. They need more money to kill more people. Isn't that great? No outrage. Again, Tulsi Gabbard is my only choice so far. The only strong candidate coming out against war. And, you know, she's a combat veteran. She was in Iraq. She's still in the service. National Guard. So they can't blame her for being a lefty, you know. The other ones, they're all playing the game. They're all playing a game. Socialism. Well, that's socialism. Yeah, it's socialism. Look, am I in favor of raising taxes on the rich and the billionaires? You bet I am. And all the other tax breaks that they get, all the money they hide offshore. 100% in favor of that. I'm not in favor of opening the borders. Nope. Again, think for yourself. I want a referendum on it, national referendum. Do you want the borders open? If so, it'll cost this amount of money from your taxes to take care of each of the people coming in. No, I don't want them open. This is how much it will cost to secure them. Make it simple. A referendum. Yep. A simple referendum. Let the people vote. Again, I say if you want to bring more people in, you pay for their housing, pay to feed them, pay to clothe them, pay for their hospital care, pay for their education. I don't want to do it. I pay enough taxes already, state, city, school taxes. Paying these school taxes for an incompetent, moronic, antiquated 19th century school system. It stinks. If it worked, you think we'd be in this trouble? So I say, let the people vote. I'm all in favor of national referendums. And by the way, I'm going to talk about the big national referendum that we're going to be pushing very hard, very soon. The only ones doing it. We're going to want your support if you support it. And even if you don't, we want to have it on all of the ballots on the 2020 presidential election year. Every state, we want this referendum on every ballot to let the people vote. It is, to me, one of the biggest issues that's going to help people like nothing has helped them in any way, in so many ways before, in a unique way. We're going to be talking about that later. And as I was talking about the economy before, I also want to make it clear that I don't give financial advice. We're trend forecasters. And we're forecasting the beginning of the greatest depression to begin 1 year from now. This is the anniversary of the 10-year bull run, where we've seen the market skyrocket to levels unprecedented. The Dow, the NASDAQ, screaming up hundreds of percent. So, flip side, the gold side. Yep. We have seen the Dow go up by more than 300 points, the NASDAQ by nearly 500%. Again, the money only went to the rich. When this thing collapses, gold prices are going to soar. Beyond that $1,920 high they hit in 2011 to well over $2,000 per ounce. That is my forecast. And without, patting myself on the back, my forecasts for gold have been more accurate than just about anybody that I know. It's all there in the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, the only magazine to read history before it happens. And it's happening now like we've never seen before. So we're going to come back in a little bit. We're going to take a break and talk about our next hot trend that you're going to be hearing first.
Progressive Radio Network is now on iTunes. Search for us to listen and download past shows or get them updated automatically. Just type Progressive Radio Network in the search bar and download any show free of charge. Progressive Radio Network. Information for the independent mind.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our hosts. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
Stay tuned to PRN.FM for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, this is John Lobel. You can hear my show Visionaries at 10 a.m. on Mondays on PRN. And guess what? PRN now has its own app. So you've always been able to listen to our shows by going to your web browser and putting in PRN.FM. And then you can listen to the current show that's on air. But you can now download onto your smartphone, Android and iPhone, our PRN browser. Search for it in your app store, and you can listen live to whatever's on at the moment. So download now our PRN.FM app.
C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlia mia, tutta rara, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abriscia olo, i te va, i te viene sempre baccalare del mare bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, figlia mia.
Oh, mamma, zoom, zoom, a bac. C'è la luna, mezza mare. Again, my book, What Zizzy Gave Honey Boy, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. Yep, you can get it by going to Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Of everything I've ever written, that is my favorite. So, I mentioned to you the Trends Journal. The next edition will be out tomorrow. And our podcast is going national as well. Our Trend Vision 2020, big day tomorrow, a lot happening. So here's what we want on every state ballot in America in the 2020 elections. Again, this Trends Journal is just out, and I can tell you that a big part of it has to do with this issue. The National Cannabis Freedom Act. No government control. Put it on the 2020 ballot. Yep. We want to have the National Cannabis Freedom Act. No government control. We want this a referendum on every state ballot. How dare a little clown boy like Andy Cuomo, who in 2017 called it a gateway drug, is now deciding to make it legal. The criminals who criminalized it are now decriminalizing it. And we put all the little clowns and clownettes, or I should be clown boys and clown girls, who destroyed the lives of tens of millions of people by throwing them in jail, mostly people of color, for getting high or selling an ounce, that are now telling us what we can do with nature's plant, Mother Nature and Father Nature. Who are they to tell us what to do? God gave us this plant. Yeah, all you people that believe in your God. The government didn't give us this plant. They didn't give us carrots. They didn't give us celery. They didn't give us corn. They didn't give us carrots. They didn't give us cannabis. We are going to push for the National Cannabis Freedom Act. No government control. Nah, we don't want to do that. We got the opiates we got to sell, and this stuff might get in our way. And if you're going to sell, we want our cut. That's the government. Look at all these prescription drugs that are destroying people's lives. Listen to these stupid commercials on TV. The side effects are you may die quick, and you still take this crap. Cannabis can heal you in so many ways. This is a huge trend. People are saying it's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars in the next few years. We're in the trillions numbers. We're going global with this. And we have the world's number one cannabis expert, Bradford Beckerman. His company is called Hennepin's, as our advisor. And his story of why he's an expert, and this is no BS, is in the Trends Journal of why he really is. Because cannabis saved his life. You see a scar in his head that goes from his neck behind his ear to almost to his forehead. Head split open. He's unloading stuff out of the back of his Jeep. And a 90-year-old woman slammed into him and went flying over his car. Had him dead. He's the real deal. Nobody that I've ever met, heard, read, or saw comes close to Bradford Beckerman when it comes to knowledge about cannabis. The details inside, outside, upside down. And this Trends Journal, a major portion of it is about cannabis. The future of it, how to cash in on it, and how to get healed by it. So, by the way, if there are any questions that anyone has, of course, feel free to call at 888-874-4888-888-874-4888. You know, one of our top trends in the last Trends Journal, big picture of President Maduro of Venezuela was on the cover. And in that Trends Journal, again, that was the feature story, a headline is U.S. leads coup in Venezuela. And again, you go back to our November Trends Journal, we wrote about the triangle of death. How Colombia, Brazil, Argentina were forming a triangle to take out Maduro presidency backed by the United States. And that's come true. And now we've heard our Secretary of State, Pompous Pompeo, saying they're going to be pulling the diplomats out of the embassy, closing down the U.S. embassy. And, of course, they have a terrible blackout in Venezuela. And the Venezuelans are blaming it on sabotage by the Americans. And as I've said in our podcasts and on interviews, America is deep state, is deeply entrenched in Venezuela already. And it's no coincidence, in my estimation, that this terrible blackout happened at the precise time that the Americans are leading the overthrow of the Venezuelan government. It is a war criminal that wants to overthrow that government. And the United States has a number of them. Among them, we're looking at John Bolton. That's right. And as we wrote in our Trends Journal, that's our national security advisor. Can you imagine a clown like that speaking for We the People? Look at the whole, it's a freak show. Pompeo, Bolton. Bring back Nikki Haley. This way you get it, really freak it all out. This way you make it equal, men and women. The former ambassador. This is from our January Trends Journal. As we had noted with the U.S. overthrow of the Libyan and Iraq governments, if their major export was broccoli and not oil, there would have been no demands by American President Obama and Bush to spill blood and destroy these oil-rich sovereign nations in the name of bringing democracy to the people of those countries. So too with the overthrow of the Venezuelan government now underway. It's not about democracy, it's about oil. In fact, this time the U.S. isn't hiding its motives. John Bolton said the U.S., quote, has a lot at stake, end quote, given the fact that Venezuela has the world's largest proven oil reserves, and flatly stated, quote, we're in conversation with major American companies now. It would make a difference if we could have American companies produce the oil in Venezuela. It would be good for the people of the United States. Could you imagine this? Could you imagine? This is right. It cannot be clearer. Hey, all you liberals, all you people talking about equality, how about this, huh? What do you got, Lockjaw, Beto? What do you got, Lockjaw, Warren? What do you got, Lockjaw? The other 10 contestants in the presidential reality show? Where's your outrage? You don't have any outrage because you are gutless, cowardless people. You're politicians. That's right. Look up the definition. Someone who's deceptive and manipulative, usually to gain advancement within an organization. Lockjaw. As the United States now pulling the troops out is going to turn up the heat against the Venezuelan government. And again, that they have a national blackout is no coincidence to me. It's sabotage. So, that's where we're at with that. Current events form future trends. That is the motto of the Trends Journal, along with Think for Yourself. Look what's going on. Make the decisions yourself. You don't need anybody to think for you. But that's all it's become. That's all it has become. You turn on any of the networks, all you get is their opinions without data. The Trends Journal, history before it happens. We put the facts there, we give our analysis, and it's up to you to call it the way you want. But I can tell you this, we are quite confident on our forecast of a coming economic 9/11. Gold prices, as we speak, are just a bit over the $300 mark. The downside, as we've been saying now, from 6 years, is around $1,200. It's gotten lower, but not a lot. Actually, for the last 2 years, it's gone down to 1,100, 10,000, you know, over 1,000 mark. But we don't see it going lower over the 1,200. And we've said that it has to break over 1,385 to gain strength. It hasn't done that. 1,450, when it hits 1,450, we believe it's going to soar to over 2,000 an ounce. Hey, what did I tell you? History before it happens? The headline story in the Trends Journal all about cannabis? Breaking news, CNBC, breaking news. Aurora Cannabis up 12% after billionaire active investor Nelson Peltz is hired as an advisor. The company also says it has granted Peltz options for purchase of nearly 20 million Aurora shares. The Trends Journal was among the first magazine in the entire world to forecast reefer money madness. That's right. Years ago. And here we are. Again, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com to read history before it happens. We've nailed this, and they hired Peltz, an advisor. Should hire us and Bradford Beckerman. Told you that he was just down in Colombia. Farmaciello, big company down there, contacted us and wanted one of our staff writers to go down there because we've been writing about it and forecasting it for so long. And there's a big story in the Trends Journal about that as well. Farmaciello, where it's going to go. That's what you get in the Trends Journal. History before it happens. And if you can't afford the full price, which is only comes out to $10.75 a month, there's a discount request page. This is going to be big. And again, we're going to make it even bigger with our National Cannabis Freedom Act. No government control. Put it on the 2020 ballot. Let we the people decide. We got E from Edgewater over here. What's going on in Edgewater, E?
Hey, Gerald. Everything is pretty good over here. You know what I'm talking about. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Other than, let's see, a water line out of the Academy, our 1774 building that goes into the sewer line just busted. It's going to cost me a lot of money to fix it. Other than that, everything is fine.
Oh,
they got to dig up the sidewalks and the streets. And actually, as they're digging up the sidewalk, they uncovered a window. Because when they rebuilt the streets, they built them up higher and they covered the windows of these old buildings. The stupidity of these cities destroying the beauty of the buildings. But anyway, other than that, I'm fine. In good health and feeling well.
Yeah, they do the same thing to places in New York City and, you know.
All over the country.
All over the country. You know, you talk about the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, Trump. You're right about all of those guys. They're all corrupt and disgraceful people. But let's not leave out Lyndon Baines Johnson and Richard Nixon. Because to me, those two guys were worse than all of them, all of those other guys put together. Lyndon Baines Johnson, before Kennedy's body was even cold in the morgue, was up on Air Force One proclaiming himself the President of the United States, escalating the war, Vietnam, causing hundreds of thousands of American men to go over there and have their lives destroyed, killing who knows the number of how many Vietnamese people, who were just nice farmers wanting to live their life, having their families and doing their farming, destroying and killing all of those people. Who's responsible for Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy all dying while he's watched? Johnson was the president. He was responsible for those three men who cared more about equal rights and ending racism and peace than any other three men in the last 100 years. He got rid of all three of them. And their last names all started with the letter K. Kennedy, King, Kennedy. KKK. Which I feel Johnson was the honorary president of. And that's why I feel so strongly about. Not just the fact that my brother had to get taken out of his good life that he was having at 19 years old and sent over to Vietnam and get his leg shot up and then be put on drugs and have his life destroyed and my family's life destroyed. I hold Johnson responsible for this whole mess.
You're right. And again, Nixon following him. And then let's not forget the one before him. Let's not forget Truman. May he rot in hell. You know, let's not forget Woodrow Wilson. May he rot in hell. You know, let's not forget John Insane McCain. May he rot in hell for his warmongering. You know, there's the United States is filled with them. Just keep going back. You know, it's one madman after another. And they've destroyed this country and destroyed so many people and so many lives and the lives of innocent people all over the world. Hey, how about Obama with Nicaragua and Clinton? You know, you're right. Johnson was terrible. Disgusting. You killed over 58, almost nearly 60,000 American young guys killed. Over 3 million Vietnamese killed. Their country destroyed with poisons, Agent Orange. And none of these people, they're still applauded. No, I agree with you, E. You know, but it's one after another. And as I'm saying now, the war's going on. The big defense budget that Trump just put in. Another fat mouth little boy who did everything he could to beat the Vietnam draft talks tough. I can't stand these guys. I can't stand them. That little fat clown couldn't run up a flight of stairs. And he talks tough. Little Lindsey Graham. Obama. Not a man among them. Anybody that wants to war, lead the charge or shut your fat mouth. And send your kids. Yes, yeah, send Jared and Ivanka, fat mouth Trump. Send your whole family, your two little boys over there. Little nothings. Little boys of nothings. All these fat mouth attitudes of gutless little clowns sending people to go die. And again, that's why I launched Occupy Peace. And to make it really clear, E, I did everything I could to avoid the Vietnam War. I'm the same age as Trump. But I didn't have a daddy that could buy my way out of it like he did. I went for 8 physicals. I was too stupid to be against the war. I just didn't want to go get my brains blown out. So if we don't have peace, we're going into the greatest depression. And what followed the greatest depression? World War II. When all else fails, they take you to war. If we don't occupy peace now, E and everybody else listening, and I can hear the sadness in your voice and the pain in your heart of what happened to your brother and what it did to your entire family, because sick people, bastards and bitches, those are not curse words, destroyed so many because of this psychopathic and sociopathic derangement. It's time to occupy peace. OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, the Trends Journal, TrendsJournal.com. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams, and this is Gerald Celente. We're signing off. See you next week. And please do what you can to bring joy, love, liberty, and freedom back to America. See you next week. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mia madre.